Welcome to The Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. You're joining us on Wednesday, which is our Faith and Family Day. So happy to have you join us during this Holy Week, what's known as Holy Week, for those who are celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua, Jesus, this week. A shout out to you for being part of our faith community here. And for those who don't, if you're Jewish, if you're Muslim, if you're of other faith, but you believe in a creator and you believe in the values that have built America, then we salute you and we thank you for being here, because we're here on conservative news talk radio. And what do conservatives believe? Well, you know, you can just look at the word, if words mean anything anymore. We like to conserve. We like to look at what works, what built a country, what holds a family together, what brings peace and prosperity, and conserve that. As people, you know, it's good to say before you remove a fence, find out why it was put there in the first place. And so we like things that are modern. We like to consider new ideas, but we also like to find out about history and what held on in the past and what works now. And I'm going to be giving a commentary later on in the program about Purim, which is from the book of Esther, about this young woman who decided that she would stand up, that she would be bold, that she would seek to preserve her own people in a generation that was seeking to kill them. And as a Jew, I'm a Messianic Jew, so I'm Jewish, and I believe in Jesus as a Messiah. You know, we're seeing it back in our generation. We tend to think when it goes away for a time that it won't come back. But here we are staring it in the face, and we're seeing religious persecution all over the world and in America now, of Christians and really anybody of faith. And so in this program, we're going to challenge you to be bold. And I couldn't think of anybody better on Faith and Family Day to represent being bold than senior pastor of the Charis Christian Center, Lawson Perdue, who is our guest and co-host for the entire program today. Pastor Lawson, welcome to The Peak.
Thanks so much, Chaim. I'm so glad to be here, and God bless you here in Colorado Springs in the region of Roundabout.
Thank you. And what are we going to be going over here? Well, we always like to be bold. That's why we're here. The media should be in the realm, you know, in its lane. And so what are we supposed to do as the media? Well, we're supposed to report information to you, put it in a context that helps you process it yourself, so you can make educated decisions for yourself, for your family, for your community. We're not supposed to be bold activists trying to change an entire system. We're just supposed to report on it, make you and others accountable to who we say we are. And one thing I think the media misses out on doing is calling us to be better, calling us to a higher standard, challenging all of us. And I hope that we challenge the media by being here to do better. So today we're talking about being bold, and we're going to be doing headlines, faith and family headlines soon, including this evictions bill that thankfully was killed in the Senate, but we're sure it's going to be coming back. Pastor Perdue is going to be doing a commentary on attacks on our children, and then I'll be interviewing him about being a bold pastor here in the Springs area. And how to pull that off. You know, how do you be nice as a pastor and still be bold? And he's effective that way. Again, I'm going to be talking about anti-Semitism and this holiday, the Purim that just passed. And then, of course, we end with the Peak Rants and Jim Miller, Just a Guy. So being bold, what does that mean to you? I always, you know, create here within the Peak a call out to you to do something. If you want to join us here at The Peak, you can do that. We are local media who are doing it from the grassroots level with volunteers and citizen journalists. And so find out more about that at thepeak.news, thepeak.news. And if you want to be a guest and come on, if you want to be a sponsor, that would be wonderful. But where is your realm? If it's media, come join in with us, but maybe it's another one. Maybe it's just within your family, and I don't want to say just to diminish it. That's the smallest form of government. It's the most important one that we can act in. Maybe it's in your neighborhood, in your community. Maybe you go down to school board meetings. Maybe you're thinking about running for school board. Maybe you're a business owner in the area. Or you're in ministry of some kind. Or you're in arts and entertainment. We cover it all here on The Peak. And the people that we've brought on over the past couple of months, they're all bold. You're not going to get on this program unless you're doing something. And in order to do something, you need to be bold. And in order to do that, you need to speak up. You need to be willing to use your voice. You need to be willing to decide what's important to me and my community, and that maybe, just like Esther, that you've been brought to the Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak area for just a time as this. Because we know that our country's in trouble. We know that our region is in trouble. And if we don't step up, you know, we trust that salvation will come from God from another way. But what if it's supposed to come through you? I would say it is in some level, large or small. It doesn't matter. But you need to walk in your calling. You need to be bold. You need to step up. You need to find out what's going on. And when there's that burning in your gut that says, I'm supposed to do something, don't keep looking around. I looked around for 6 years in Colorado Springs for another Chaim Goldman to do a radio show here. And then I decided, because I couldn't find another one, I needed to be him. And I would invite you to be yourself, too. You're here listening to The Peak on Faith and Family Wednesday. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. We'll be back after a short break with Faith and Family headlines. Stick around. Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. This is Faith and Family Wednesdays, and we are doing Faith and Family headlines, local headlines. We seek to do local stories. If we ever step outside the Pikes Peak region, we always bring the story back here. Why is it relevant to you? That's why we're hyper-local news talk. And joining us for this segment and for the whole hour is Senior Pastor of Charis Christian Center, Lawson Perdue. Pastor Lawson, thanks again for being on The Peak.
I'm honored.
So let's get to the first headline. Trial began this week for Falcon Woman, who says she carried God inside the Capitol on January 6th. This is Rebecca Lavrens. She was on the program a couple of weeks ago. We call her the J6 Grandma because she went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, 2021, was there to pray when the Capitol doors opened, and it didn't seem like there was a problem. She walked through for 10 minutes, and then she went back to Colorado Springs where the FBI showed up, and now she's on trial on federal misdemeanor charges in Washington, D.C. It's going on right now. Thankfully, after we did the story, the Gazette picked up on it. There was a nice article on Tuesday, just yesterday, on this. It was Monday or Tuesday that it came out. And Rebecca has been sending updates about what's going on. The jury selection was on Monday, and they're getting into the trial now, and she's standing strong. I mean, she could go to jail for up to a year, $200,000 fine, but she knows she didn't do anything wrong. She knows that was the people's house. I encourage you to go on thepeak.news on our podcast page, look a couple weeks back, and for Rebecca, I believe, I don't remember whether we did it on a Government or Politics Tuesday or a Wednesday, Faith and Family Wednesday, but look for her and listen to her story and pray for her as she's going through this, because what she's standing up for all of us and saying, no, you know, I'm not going to just bow. They offered her a plea deal. She said no because she believes that she didn't do anything wrong. Lawson, this is a big national story for the past few years. This is a local angle on it. You know, a bunch of people in Colorado went and got contacted by the FBI. How do you see this? What's going on that years later, you know, trials are going on in D.C. over something like this?
I think this is one of the greatest attacks on freedom in the United States of America in my life. One of two things that's going on right now. And I personally know a pastor that was there that went home the day before that happened by the grace of God, or she would be probably one of these. We know that there were government employees that were there that allowed these people to go in. We know that Nancy Pelosi should and was asked by Donald Trump to contact the military and have them there.
The National Guard.
Yeah. And she didn't do it. And this is plainly corruption. It's plainly just blowing something completely out of proportion. Our nation was not under attack. These people were not trying to, you know, destroy our nation.
Yeah.
It's complete. And so to me, this is completely against what America stands for.
And how do you see encouraging people like Rebecca who won't stand for it? I mean, this is... She's, I believe, 71 years old. She's a grandmother, and she went back to D.C. to stand up against this. How do you see that, you know, when you see the difference between people who are just giving up and bowing out of fear and those who are standing up?
Well, it's every person's personal perspective, what they believe is best for them to do in that instance. So what Rebecca does is her decision, and I believe that she's making the right decision for her. Other people may make different decisions, but the overall tragedy of this thing happening when, you know, the acting, you know, president at that time asked for the National Guard to be called, Nancy Pelosi didn't do that. She's not on trial. These other government employees who were there, they have films of them inviting the people to go in, and they're not on trial, they're not in jail, and yet they're getting common citizens who, you know, maybe didn't use the most wisdom in certain cases, but it's a terrible, terrible use of power and abuse of power by the left to wrongly accuse these people of doing something that plainly wasn't going on.
Okay. Next article, UN Security Council demands immediate Gaza ceasefire after U.S. abstains. This happened on, I believe, on Monday. UN Security Council that has passed, the UN has passed more resolutions against Israel than any other country by far on the planet. And when you look at the records of a lot of other countries on the planet, we know that that doesn't make sense. But this is where the U.S. starts to get into a weird place, because the U.S. sits on the UN Security Council and it has veto power to do so. So any resolution can just be vetoed by the U.S. But in this situation, this resolution that was calling for an immediate ceasefire, which Israel is not prepared to do, and the release of the hostages, okay, that's a great thing. If it would be great if that would be a non-negotiable, right? But the U.S. sought to add an amendment to condemn Hamas within this resolution. And when they realized that the other members were not going to support it, the U.S. backed down and abstained from the vote and let it go through. So this is a situation, you know, we're dealing with in America, with the, you know, the potential, what just happened in Russia, you know, with the, in Moscow, with the terrorism that happened there. This can happen anywhere. How do you see this whole situation, Lawson, and bringing it back to our region regarding, you know, anti-Israelism, anti-Semitism, well, and where is the United States right now?
Well, I was in an event, I believe it was back in November, I can't remember, but you spoke at that event, and we were supporting Israel here in our community.
Down at City Hall.
Down at City Hall, and you did a very good job speaking.
Thank you.
Doug Lamborn's representative there.
Yeah, Jeff Anderson.
Jeff Anderson did a phenomenal
job. And Andrew Womack spoke.
Womack spoke there. It was a great event. And yet we had local people driving around saying, ceasefire, ceasefire. These people don't know what they're talking about. Because we're talking about Hamas is a terrorist organization. And you cannot negotiate with a terrorist. In fact, I think, frankly, a lot of Israeli people that I've heard speak are very merciful in the situations in dealing even with other countries. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to one of my parishioners recently, and he said, hey, I think that we ought to go Old Testament on this and just wipe them all out. Well, God did that for a purpose, and it was really the mercy of God to preserve his people. But a lot of these people, I've been even condemned for things that I've said pro-Israel from my pulpit against Hamas, so on and so forth. But if they're murdering my wife, if they're murdering my grandchild, I'm going to stand up and fight against it. And I think Israel has every right, and it's my personal prayer, my personal desire, that Israel would destroy every member of Hamas, because they're terrorists. If they want to repent, leave Hamas, that's a different story. But we're talking about terrorists. We're not talking about a people group. We're not talking about a religion. We're talking about terrorists.
Okay, final article. We have about 1 minute. To build a ban evictions without cause dies in the Colorado Senate. Thankfully, it died in the Senate, but this is about making it even harder for landlords to evict people, especially now that migrants, illegal aliens are taking over. We have a minute.
In other states,
yeah.
It's a terrible situation. Rents, really, in the Colorado Springs region for a homeowner are very low compared to the value of their homes. And I know homeowners who are renting their properties are actually selling their rentals because they don't want to deal with all these laws that are coming against, free enterprise here in the United States of America. So as far as a homeowner concerned, I'm glad that it died, and I hope they stop placing these kind of laws out there, because we want to sell our homes.
Yeah, and so pay attention to this. A lot coming down from the legislature, you know, on guns and everything, but this is something people don't necessarily know about, making it harder and harder to own and rent homes and to evict people. As a landlord, we know during COVID, you know, you had to pay your mortgage, but you couldn't collect rent. Things get more and more difficult for business owners. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak. When we come back, Pastor Lawson Perdue is giving a commentary on attacks on our children. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, Chaim, quick question for you. Are you good for the music bed coming back here? I'm not finding the bed you're asking for in our library anymore. It might have gotten overwritten. Are you good if I put Amazing Love in there? Is that an okay one? Oh, okay. Because I couldn't find this one, and I didn't find anything on a Google search either. Okay, well, that's the one that's in there then.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And we're spending this Faith and Family Wednesday talking about being bold and being bold. And we have Senior Pastor of Charis Christian Center, Lawson Perdue, as our interview guest in a little bit and our co-host for the whole hour. And as I like to do in this segment, turn it over for some commentary to our guest. And Pastor Lawson wants to talk about the attacks on our children and being bold to stand against it. Pastor Lawson.
Praise the Lord. Well, you know, there's attack on children, not only in our city, in our state,